Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Catherine Caputo being back on the show. Catherine is a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the company Self Brand. She's one of the top gurus on branding in the world. She's the author of a number of books called Women Who Brand, Breakthrough Branding. You are a brand. You're starting to get the picture here. And yes. Her new book is called Graduate to a Greater Career. It's all about the graduates. Catherine Caputo, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. So this is that time of year, isn't it?
All these
graduates are being unleashed on the rest of us for all of the country.
Yeah, you know how many new graduates in June? 1.8 million.
Now, is that just high school or college, too?
That's college. Just college.
Just
college.
Wow.
Yes. Right.
That almost sounds like a horde, doesn't it?
It does. Particularly, we've still got a tricky economy, so it's...
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, there is some room for optimism, though. It's really the best market for new graduates since 2008.
Is that right?
The beginning of the Great Recession. But it's still not, you know... In fact, one study shows that companies say they're going to hire 5% more new graduates this year than last year. So there is an uptick.
I was talking to somebody this week,
mm-hmm.
whose daughter is going to work on either a Wall Street firm or a firm that's a tangent of Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
And not a trading company, but a company that supports the traders. And she was going to start out at $80,000.
You're kidding.
Out of college. And some of her kids, some of her friends were going to get more than that because they were going to work on Wall Street.
Wow.
And so this, it almost sounded like back in 05 and 06, you know?
Yeah, well, that's very unusual, you know, because Wall Street is still paying well.
Yeah.
But one of the big stories is most of the new jobs are low-wage jobs or they're, you know, gig jobs, you know, so it's
right.
a contract. It's not a guarantee of benefits.
1099 yeah. job, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yes, Wall Street, you know, if you're the kind of, you know, finance major they're looking for, you can get a good entrance salary. But that's one of the challenges for millennials is the tough job market and the fact that some, you know, companies can get away with, you know, gig jobs, things like that. They don't feel that they have to offer a guarantee of full-time employment or benefits or that kind of thing.
I'll tell you what else some of the companies are doing, which I wonder about their motives and if how opportunistic they are. Is some of them some of these companies are taking college graduates as interns?
Yes. You know, internships aren't all bad because the majority of people that do paid internships get a job offer.
Right.
So it can be a smart thing to do. Plus, also,
well, if being an intern is a de facto probationary period, that's okay.
Right.
But if you're just using people, that's something else.
Right. You know, and a lot of people use them because, you know, unpaid internships, you can get free labor, and, you know, new graduates are so desperate that, you know, but the thing is, it can work in your benefit, but you have to continually be marketing yourself. I mean, the whole approach of my book is, you know, a branding approach, how to market yourself in this kind of difficult job market, particularly as a new graduate when you don't have a lot of experience, you know, how to do that.
I wonder how companies, when they bring on, if you come in it's not a regular job, not a regular assignment. I wonder if the pathway to promotion is the same for those interns as it is if you came in with a job and a little bit higher credential, so to speak. I wonder if there's a...
Yeah.
You see my point?
there's a lot of research that shows the first job you get is very indicative. So people that are, you know, graduated, let's say in 2008, they're going to be crippled, you know, more or less for their whole life, because when the market improves like 5 years later, you're competing with all those other newer graduates.
Right.
You know, whose first job is a full-time job, and it sounds like a great job.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
what you're saying is there's a half a generation that have really been harmed by 08 more than we even know. I hadn't even thought about it like that before.
Well, no, there's some economists that have done studies of it, and they show that if you graduate in a bad year, in a recession year, you know, most of them don't make up for it in their whole life, you know, because they're always, you know, dragged down.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd be honest with you, it sure didn't make me happy to think that that toward the end of my, you know, the fourth quarter of my career, I've got a lost decade out here on Main Street, you know. Stand by, quick break, right back with Catherine Computer. More to come after these messages. The book is called Graduate to a Greater Career.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.